104.7 Adelaide's Triple M Roo for this one important person. Just two more sleeps. Two more sleeps until the prelim final.
He's got this
Richmond
song in his
and
car.
Is this watching?
Oh, baby, there it is. Oh, yeah.
Now, Mick, this is the Crows preseason camp here.
That went well. No, this is great. I'll be popping this on in the bedroom at about, I don't know, 10:50 on Friday night for a little bit of boudoir action. Hopefully there'll be someone else involved.
Mick, does it just feel like now in September that this just happens every year? Because it was only a couple of years ago that you'd be on all of those.
This was a faint memory. No, we had a good year last year. We've had a good year this year, but it won't be done until we take the Chockies. It's going to be big. It's huge over here in Melbourne right now. It should be a public holiday. This is the biggest single day coming up that this state has known. They could have sold 150,000 tickets to this thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Richmond and Collingwood fans all packed in to the one arena. What could go wrong?
Richmond and Collingwood fans, do they understand the concept of a public holiday? Don't they have most days off?
I suppose you've got to have a job, really, to understand the concept of a holiday. Here's something I worry about, though, and I hope this isn't a factor. Have you guys seen the week 25 free kick differential ladder?
No,
I don't like going on about it. Well, guess it. No, the free kick differential ladder, number one, top of the ladder, had plus 103 free kicks for the year, Collingwood.
Collingwood on top.
Collingwood on top. 18.
Who's
guess who's
the
18? Stone cold last. Richmond, negative 119.
That's
a difference of, get the calculators out,
about
200. Let's call it 200.
Start playing the ball.
200.
Hey, shut up, mate. Stop playing the ball. That's the way we play it. That is unbelievable.
How is Eddie going anyway?
Oh, look, you know the Eddie I like? West Coast Eddie? Remember him over there at West Coast?
Oh, that was awesome.
When he was blowing up. Well, seriously, I didn't know if that was his face or the Telstra heat map. You know, I just went, what is going on over there?
He was hot.
He's sitting there with his two sons. He doesn't realise it yet, but I've offered his son $500 for his ticket. That's the look on his face when he sits there and he sits down and I'm next to him. How good would that be?
I reckon you should do that, mate.
I don't care. I'll sit on his lap. I'll sit on his lap for the entire game. I'll give him a lap dance after every Richmond goal, if that's what it takes.
Now, can you win without Dusty? He won't play.
Dusty, I've spoken to the doctors. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of knee damage associated with kicking lots of goals from impossible angles. It's a technical. He showed me the x-rays. It's the only thing it can be from.
Right.
Hey, Dusty plays. What about Mason Cox? Not only do I think he not plays, I think he might get deported.
Mason Cox deported?
Deported.
Yeah.
Mason Cox out, deported. Yeah. Don't be surprised if you see that coming up. And the other thing I worry about with them is if they're not used to playing in front of big crowds. I mean, they had 75,000 there last year, but they've got to remember, Melbourne had 90, we had 90. They're going to have to step up and get used to it. Have you heard the rumours that Collingwood are going to get Stephen May? Have you heard?
Yes, yeah, I have heard that.
Gold Coast,
yeah.
From Gold Coast. It disappoints me.
And
I think it reflects poorly on Collingwood that a big, powerful club like that would chase a key player from a struggling club.
A captain
from another club like the Gold Coast. Yeah. I mean, have a look.
Is free agency working in your eyes, Mick? I think it's working quite nicely.
Bloody excellent, as far as I'm concerned.
All right,
so anyway, it's going to be big.
Mick,
I cannot wait. So it should be a public holiday. And if Collingwood win and do go through to the granny, good luck to them. It could be the first grand final motorcade ever where all the cars are stolen.
Hey, good luck on the front bar Thursday night. Loving your work
on
there. Yes. Loving the afternoon show. Kennedy and Malloy.
Good on you guys.
I loved Wisher last week in the top 50 bachelors. That was very, very good.
Who knew? Jeez.
Yeah. Good on you, Mick.
I couldn't get out of him where he finished, but I think you can say he was taken higher in the draft than he might have gone in the Bachelor.
Well done, Mick Malloy and Jane Kennedy this afternoon.
Yeah.
Kennedy Malloy here on Triple M.